Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
This is Cindy Zimmerman with this week's Zimcast. It's sponsored by Growmark, locally owned and globally strong. We thank them for their support, and today we're going to hear about how Growmark is using social media to create a buzz. We're also going to hear about how the National Corn Growers Association is using social media for membership recruiting and grower services. So let's start first with the corn growers. NCGA held its biennial membership symposium last week in Kissimmee, Florida, and using social media for member communications was part of the program. Chuck happened to be covering the National Biodiesel Conference in the same place at the same time, so he stopped by and gave a little talk about social media. And he also talked with NCGA Director of Development, Tim Brackman, about the whole purpose of the meeting.
First of all, tell me just a little bit about why you bring these folks together and who they are.
Well, thanks, Chuck. This event is held every 2 years, so it's a biennial event. And as part of our membership planning efforts, this is a crucial part of that effort. It allows us to meet with the state staff that represent our membership efforts, as well as farmer leaders or recruiters out there that are in the trenches recruiting. We bring in top-notch speakers from around the country to talk on membership retention, productivity, sales tactics, a session on social media, and the various ways that we can use that instrument in recruiting and retaining members.
Well, you know, there's just more and more of that going on, and it's all age groups we're finding, even amongst farmers out there. So at this year's conference, how about attendance and maybe just a little comment on how membership has been going with national state levels?
Okay, I'll address the latter part of that question first. I'm pleased to report that while many of the associations out there are experiencing flat or maybe even declining membership numbers, our numbers continue to remain strong. In fact, as recently as this past year, August, we hit an all-time membership high of over 37,000 members. They keep coming, we keep signing them, and that's good. Regarding number of attendees here and types of attendees, this isn't a cast of thousands. This is an intimate group comprised mostly of state membership planning staff. There are some growers here, some recruiters, so we pull ideas from them, incorporate that with the information we receive from the speakers, and hopefully the end result will be membership plans that are effective. They are armed when they leave here. They are armed with quite a arsenal of information, planning information, and things to assist them in their efforts.
One of the farmer leaders who took part in the NCGA symposium was Grower Services Action Team Chairman Brandon Honeycutt of Nebraska.
Brandon, first of all, tell me a little about yourself and where you're from.
I'm from Geltner, Nebraska. I farm with my dad and my brother there, and we raise corn and soybeans and popcorn and have a wife and six kids, so we stay plenty busy doing a little bit of everything.
What's the kind of the purpose for this membership symposium, and who all is attending?
You know, every couple of years, we hold this membership symposium in conjunction with our Grower Services Action Team spring meeting. We have representatives from different states that are members of the National Corn Growers Association, and they come out here and they bring state staff, they bring some farmers out, and we really work on how can we become better at maybe gaining new members, retaining members, and new ideas that those guys can use to go out into the farming community and really grow our membership.
So with the current commodity market situation, does that provide any opportunities for membership growth and retention?
You know, I think it really does provide some very good opportunities. And part of that is, as things go well, people are more willing to join an organization because you really do have a good solid sellback. Also, when things are going really bad and they want a strong voice, it works well too. But I think we're at a point in time where people are going to really see the benefit of membership in these organizations.
How would you describe membership right now, especially in your state?
In our state, we've been growing leaps and bounds. We've got a really, really good field services director that we hired a couple years ago, and he's been beating the pavement real well and getting new members. Also, nationally, we hit a record this summer with over 37,000 members. We've been growing. We're really excited about it, and we really think there's good things in store in the near future.
Well, I know you're going to have a session on this thing called social media. I just got to bring that up. Is that something that you know anything about?
Oh, you know, I dabble in it a little bit and mess around with it. But I do think the social media side, and both of our speakers so far brought that up, that, look, this is the key with the up-and-coming generation, is that that's where you're going to reach them out. You're going to reach out to them on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on whatever the next one is. And it's really important to be able to get our message out that way and listen to our members as well.
Well, we hear a lot of talk in the ag communications area right now about using social media to reach out to consumers, but it's just as valid a mechanism, a channel to reach your members or potential members too.
Yeah, it is. You know, the consumer aspect, we know that we can reach a lot of people in a hurry because there are a whole lot more consumers than there are people involved in agriculture out there. But reaching our members and reaching our potential members, it's such a great tool for us because we can quickly show them what we're doing. We don't have to find the email addresses. We can easily search them and find them and reach out to them.
So how do we find you on Twitter?
Twitter, I'm Corn-Fed Farmer. And about anywhere else, you just look up Brandon Honeycutt and you can find me anywhere.
And while Chuck was chatting with the corn growers, I was in Bettendorf, Iowa last week for a Pursuit of Maximum Yields grower event organized by FS Green Plan Solutions, which is part of the GrowMark system. All of GrowMark is extremely active in the social media world, from Twitter and Facebook to their new platform for farmer-to-farmer interaction called Crop Nation. I talked with GrowMark's electronic communications specialist, Heather Thompson, formerly Heather Miller, about all that they're doing. One of the things that you're doing here, Heather, is really promoting social media and the use of social media. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are. We're excited to have a hashtag here at the event, and we're promoting it. We've given every grower and crop specialist that's walked in the door a little card about how to tweet from the event, and if they don't even have a Twitter account, how to create a Twitter account. So we've seen it starting to take off out in the field with our crop specialists using Twitter to try and get some information out to their growers, and thought that they might like the ability to tweet from here as well.
Well, another thing that you're using that we've done a couple of stories about is using QR codes in the fields, in the test plots on the Pursuit of Maximum Yield.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got great adoption of social media throughout all of our members, and they're all really creative with how they incorporate it, and it's been fun to see. Last summer was the first time we saw those QR codes out on field signs, and I know it was really successful for the members that did that, and we expect to see a lot more this next year.
Well, really, GrowMark has been kind of a leader in expanding the use of social media, and I know you've been doing a lot of that. Why do you think that's so important?
Well, we try. It's really important. We have so many different audiences to get to, especially with our cooperative structure. As GrowMark, we're trying to communicate with our members and their employees. We're trying to communicate on behalf of them to their customers. And then, of course, in agriculture, we're all concerned about communicating to the consumer. So social media has just proven to be a really great way for us to try and reach all three of those very different audiences right where they want to be and get them the information the way they want to consume it.
Now, the GrowMark and the different segments of GrowMark have several different Facebook pages as well. Tell us about some of those and some places where people can reach you all on Facebook.
Sure. So we have a GrowMark Facebook page. So for the whole system, kind of an all-encompassing page there. But we also have an FS Green Plan Solutions page. And that is really targeted more to agronomic recommendations and research. We're trying to pull in those crop specialists and engage them there so that they can provide their expertise. We have a lot of really expert people in our system. So that's a great way for growers to connect with those crop specialists and get that information. And then we also have a Facebook page for Crop Nation, which is a new social network that we've recently launched and developed. And that's still really in its infancy. We're trying to get a word spread about it, to get a base there, and then also waiting for an iPhone and Android app that should be out any day now. We're just waiting on approval. And then we have member Facebook pages as well. And all of those members have full control of their Facebook pages and post their own content, and it's neat to see how they do that differently.
Of course, the whole social media thing is so new yet, but It seems like you're getting a lot of good adoption from your members and from the people in the system, from the employees. It really doesn't seem like you're getting a whole lot of pushback from people.
Yeah, we're not. We feel very fortunate that we've had great support for social media, not only from our members, but also from our senior leadership. They definitely are excited about it and passionate about it and know that it is the way to communicate with the masses and with younger generations and people that want to get their news and information that way. So it's been really great to see people just be eager for more information and eager to try it and learn more.
And that's the Zimcast for this week. Thanks again to our sponsor, Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.